to take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And what might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
fountain pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Safety pin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A man do what?
What would he wear to church on Sunday?
Oh, a shirt, a collar.
Uh-huh. What do you mean?
Collar. You know, they used to, shirts had the separate collars. They were stiff collar. Is that what you...
Uh-huh. And what else would...
Vest. Well, a stiff front shirt and then a vest.
Uh-huh.
And then a coat.
And then?
Breeches.
Any other name for breeches?
Pants.
And you call the whole outfit, you call that
a suit.
And if you just bought it, it'd be a brand?
New suit.
And something a man would wear if he was working out around the barn.
Well, he'd wear blue jeans or work pants.
Or something that comes up?
Overalls.
And what did men used to wear to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd ask someone, would you run inside and wet me my coat?
Would you please get me my coat?
Uh-huh, and wet it out to me. And
Do what?
Go get my coat and wet it out here to me. And
bring it out to me.
So you say, so he went inside and he...
He got my coat and brought it to me.
And he'd say, here, I have wet you your coat.
Fetched you your coat.
Okay. Or I have...
Brought your coat.
And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it... What? Perfectly.
Fit perfectly.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, you say it makes them...
Bush.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
Dress up.
What else would you say? Or she likes to stand in front of the mirror?
Primp.
Huh?
Oh, she liked to stand in front of the mirror and primp?
Uh-huh. Would you say that about a man, that he dresses up or that he primps?
Well, yeah, it would fit some men, I think, but I don't know whether you'd say that or not.
Uh-huh. What would you call a man who likes to dress up a lot?
He's kind of a ladies' man.
Did you ever hear the term jelly bean?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, you'd call a man then a jelly bean that stood in front of the mirror and liked to dress up and primp.
Uh-huh. Was it critical or was it a compliment?
No, I think it's critical.
Would it make him very mad to hear it?
Well, I don't know. I don't guess you'd say it to him.
Something people used to carry their money in.
Purse.
Mm-hmm. And what would a woman wear around her neck? A lot of things strung up together.
A scarf.
Or, no, things strung up together.
Oh, beads.
You call that a what of beads?
Necklace of,
mm-hmm.
Or string of beads.
And something you wear around a wrist.
A watch.
And,
or a bracelet. Watch or a bracelet.
And what you'd hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a?
Pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as the pillow?
Bolster.
You say it didn't go part way across the bed, it went.
All the way.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover.
Bedspread or counterpane.
Okay. And if you had a lot of company over and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you could make a
pallet.
And